We spoke about this earlier, and we're going to talk about it again right now because it's important. School is now not only right around the corner, it's only a few steps away here in our region. And one of the most important things about a school year, putting together a schedule for a school year, is delivering students to school and home from school, delivering students to special events that schools participate in, delivering students to sporting events. And we need bus drivers. All-Star Transportation is in urgent need of bus drivers. We talked already once about this with Steve Gardner. We're going to talk with Steve again this morning because it's that important of a topic. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Miles. Thanks for having me on the radio again.
It's so important. It's such a big part of the schedule. When you think of the time it takes to set up a school bus schedule, the routes, and then, of course, you have all the other different extracurricular activities, having adequate transportation is just a huge part of a school year.
Absolutely. You know, everybody depends on us to get their children to school and to all these events. And, you know, the day the bus doesn't show up, it's a big problem because now parents are inconvenienced. They have to drive their children to school or have to move their sports game to a later time or on weekends, and it's inconvenient for everyone. So we definitely are in urgent need of school bus drivers.
And as we talked, this is a position, a part-time position, but it really, especially in these economic times, can pad your income because there are a lot of great options. Let's talk about what's offered to a part-time school bus driver in this area with All-Star Transportation.
So one of the demographics that we generally get a lot of drivers from is moms or dads that want to work but don't want to pay for daycare. So this job affords them the opportunity to bring their small children to work with them on the school bus while they earn a paycheck. So that to me is a huge benefit for a young parent that doesn't want to put their child into a daycare setting. Another great benefit is it does provide a good competitive wage so that it could pad their income. And it's very flexible as far as the schedule goes because you work a morning shift and you have a good chunk of the day off to run your errands, to go to the bank or get your hair done or, you know, get dinner ready, and then come back to work for a few hours. And then when you come home, you're ready to enjoy the night with your family. So those are two great benefits to the job.
All right, so for people out there listening and saying, well, geez, you know, this is something I might be interested in, what are the steps for somebody to become a school bus driver? How long does it take, and is there a special licensing?
There is special licensing. You have to get a CDL license with a Class B PNS endorsement. But we have state-certified trainers that guide you through the process. They're really awesome. We can generally get somebody through in about 5 or 6 weeks. It does take a little time just because of the behind-the-wheel training, but again, those trainers work. They work over the summer. They've been working night and day to get our staff ready, and they'll continue to do that during the school year.
That's an important step in it. So, and then once they've got that license, as you said, not only do you have the shifts for getting students to and from school during the day, but you also have the different sporting and extracurricular activities as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, do you offer any other benefits on top of the pay and stuff like that?
So we offer a dental plan, and we also offer life insurance. We make an offer to our employees that they can sign up for short-term disability programs through a partner that we have. They get paid holidays, they get certain paid holidays off, and they earn paid sick time.
So all in all, if somebody's looking for part-time work, this really does sound like a great avenue for it.
Absolutely. And the other great thing is if you do have children in the district and you want to work, you get the same vacations off as your children. So you're home with them, so you don't have to worry about daycare. If you're working another job and your children are off for that week, you're always worried where are you going to put those, where are you going to put your children for that week, or during the summer when you have to spend a lot of money to send them to camps. Well, now you're going to be home with them.
You know, I think that's the, one of the biggest things that I see this, that is that if you're a parent and you're a stay-at-home parent, this is a perfect way that, A, you don't have to pay extra for daycare, you get some extra benefits, but you get to keep all the money you make, and you still have time with your children. And, by the way, the children have a terrific chance to learn how to interact with other children as well.
That's correct. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to date myself, but I rode the school bus with my mom back in the 1970s when she drove for Dufour Brothers. So it was a great experience for me because I didn't have to go to daycare to learn how to socialize with other children. And it was just a great experience for me.
You get to spend time with your parents, and you also get to meet other children and really learn how to interact all at the same time. And even though you're a paid person by going to work for All Star Transportation, you really are doing a community service because the buses don't run, the children don't get transported.
That's correct. You're a very important piece to the school districts and into the children, so it's a very impactful job. You get to play a role in these children's day. You know, I hear bus drivers all the time come back to me and say, well, I drove a child 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, and now their children are riding my bus, and they remember me. And, you know, you develop those relationships with students over the years, and they do appreciate it as they grow older.
All right, and the telephone number for people to call to find out more information?
So please call area code 860-435-0352.
435-0352.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I hope some people will listen to this message and say, you know what? I want to get behind. I want to help my community, and we can use the extra money, and I hope they give you a call. When did the
school on Monday. So welcome back, everyone, and we look forward to seeing you at the bus stops and getting you to school on Monday.
Have a good
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Once again, they're looking for bus drivers, and you can help out. All right? It's a needed source, and you've got a source of income, and you can do it with your kids, and you get to keep that money. You don't have to spend it on daycare, and you don't have to worry about vacations. So give them a call. All right. So that is All Star Transportation and the need of bus drivers for the school year.